good morning. Bless our holy name. Well, today is Tuesday, May 21st. You're dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's theme is God Revives Us Again. I'm Aubrey Gregory and your host for the next 30 minutes. I say welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere. Well, I'm looking forward to an exciting 30 minutes or what's left of it so far. God has laid some very special petitions on our hearts, I'm sure, and we want to collectively and in the power of agreement bring those before Him on today. Well, today we have a special guest, and her name is Christine LeMay, and I can see that she's on. And our prayer targets today, she will bring what God has laid on her heart in terms of a prayer targets. I'd like us to do something, though. However, our first prayer target I would like us to focus on is the families in the Oklahoma disaster. My wife and I, we were actually looking at that on some channel, and as they were tracking those tornadoes on, I believe it was Sunday night or something like that. It was phenomenal, not knowing the amount of devastation that really occurred at ground level, where many people lost their lives, families were disrupted and lost everything. And I believe God's heart is touched, and we want to bring that before Him. Certainly our hearts should be touched, because these things are happening all around and with more frequency. So suffering is an opportunity for God to move and show Himself strong. Now, I'm going to ask Christine to hold on for a minute as we go to the Lord in prayer. Friends, let us agree on this. Father, we thank You today that You're there always. We'll never get a busy signal when we call on You. Never, ever. You have an open line continually so that we can come before You. So we come today. We need Your cleansing. We need You to forgive us of our sins and our iniquity. The blood is what covers us, lest we be struck dead because of presumption. So we thank You, Lord, that we can be scrubbed and made clean and whole so that we can lift clean hands. And we want to lift our hands today boldly, stand boldly, speak boldly in Your presence. We want You to have Your way today. And Father, we think and our hearts go out, certainly Yours does, to those persons, those families, those children that have had their lives completely disrupted by the tornadoes, by the storms. And it may not be at an end at this point, But Father, this is an opportunity that they can call on you. Help them to look in your direction, heavenward, and call and get an answer from you. You will hear from heaven and you will answer. That's your promise. So we agree with them that are calling on you right now. They're calling you to be saved in every way. And we speak deliverance. We speak salvation. We speak your peace over their lives, even on the beginning of this day. Bless them today with great amounts of hope. Hope in you. Hope in God. Now, Lord, it's your opportunity to show yourself strong as they call. And we're calling on you as well. Have your way today in Oklahoma. Bless and strengthen the rescue workers. Give them the wisdom, the patience, the understanding of exactly how to go about the rescue operations. Provide for those that are without shelter right now. Provide for them as they're without food and meals. Let them experience and know that all of this comes from you. We thank you for answering our prayers, and we thank you for providing for these people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let me just read about three lines of scriptures right quickly here. It's taken from Psalm 85, the first couple, few verses. Our theme today is God revives us again, and we need to be revived. We want him to visit us, and we're expecting that shortly. Any day, any moment. And here's what it says in Psalm 85, beginning of verse 2. It says, you forgive the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. Selah. Restore us, O God of our salvation. Will you not yourself revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? That's the question in his word and from his word. Well, I'm going to ask Sister Christine LeMay, a sister that loves the Lord and loves to pray and believes the Lord, a sister of great faith. How are you today?
I'm blessed, Pastor. Good morning, Saint. It's a blessing.
Good morning.
And an honor to be before God on this beautiful morning. And I am just blessed with the honor of sharing what God has placed in my heart. And I know that this is of God because, Pastor, I am sitting here and I am in goosebumps because I've been asking God, since you asked me to do this, I've been asking God to lead me in what to speak, what to share, and all I got in my spirit was families. And the scripture that he gave me is Psalm 85, verses 7 to 9.
Praise the Lord.
Which says, seek us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. That is Psalm 85, verses 7, 8, and 9. And he has placed on my heart to pray for families. because in Genesis 28:14 he had promised Abraham, in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So God is a covenant that he made with us from mm-hmm. Abraham, that
yes.
all families be blessed on this earth.
Yes.
And the only how that all family would be blessed is if we seek his loving kindness and we
yes.
ask him to grant us salvation for our family, and not only our immediate family, but for all families, all
mm-hmm.
families of the world. And as we see, there's so much disaster, there's so much, you know, so much going on. And when these disasters happen, people don't know where to turn, because some families have not known the Lord. Some families
right.
know the Lord, but there's no fear of God in families. And so God wants us to go back to where it started from, in the Garden of Eden.
That's right.
And really concentrate on our family and families. For solid God-centered relationship among family members, first, as we know, it starts at home with the parents. And as we see now, there's a breakdown with families, with parents. It seems as though parents think that we're supposed to be our children's friends and not parents. And we
right.
have to ask God to give us the boldness, that parents would be bold to instruct their children in the God, in the ways of God, to lead their family, to pray together. Right now, when they talk about family, you have dysfunctional family. They have dismantled families that are dismantled by divorce. We know
mm-hmm.
the society now introduced same-sex family, which is abomination unto God. So all these things are happening in family that show us that we need to pray for families, even the church family. It doesn't mean just home family. We belong to a congregation. That is our family. What goes
that is
on
correct.
In church with the members, it affects everybody. If my family have a debt, it affects the church members. And,
that
and
is
at
true.
Least that is how it's supposed to be. If your child got in an accident, or your child get shot, we could go there, because no children as young as 4 or 5 years are being shot, are being killed. And if that happened in my family or your family in the congregation, it affects all the families. So this morning I want us to pray for families. And then the next thing is that the women of the family, in the New Testament, the women were always the one who were praying. The women were always the one who go forth. The women were always the one who prayed for the men and for the disciples. So women play a very, very, very important role in praying for family. As Proverbs said, he who findeth a virtuous woman, for her price is far above ruby. And it says here that the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. So you, as the woman of the family, your whole family trusts in you, your husband. You have to seek for the family. You have to rise up for the family. You have to pray for the family. You have to cover the family. You have to provide for the family. So I would like us this morning to concentrate on praying for families. We see what happened in Oklahoma. Then we saw what happened with Sandy. And it is a burden on my heart for families, because that is
well,
where it starts.
the anointing as God has appointed and arranged is upon you, Christine. I can clearly hear, I think all of us can clearly hear the burden on your heart. It's heartfelt. Why don't you lead us before the throne of grace even now as our time continues to move forward rapidly. When we're before the Lord, the time goes fast. So why don't you lead us? I believe the anointing is upon you for this day and for this hour to do exactly what you're doing right now.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we want to praise your name. We want to thank you.
Yes,
we want to give you all the honor and all the glory, because all the honor and all the glory belong to you. Father, we come this morning asking you to bring us together as family.
Father, we ask
you to touch. Let your anointing go forth and touch families, Lord. Families in need. Families that are broken. Families that are grieving. Families that are separated. Families that are confused, Lord. Lord, because you see and you know everything. And Father, we know that in these last days, you said that these things will happen, that father will be against son, mother will be against daughter, children will be against us. But Father, we bring this matter before you and asking you, Lord, because you promise us that if we, your people, will humble ourselves, turn away from our wicked ways and come to you, you will heal the land. And Father, we ask him for healing in family.
Yes, Lord.
Healing with the parents.
Yes,
healing with the
mothers.
Healing with the fathers, with the children. Help us, Lord, to have compassion.
Help us,
Lord, to seek you, to give us the wisdom on how to go about helping families, families in the church, families in the neighborhood, families of the nation, Lord. You see and you know everything. Father, and we humbly ask you to provide. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. And we call on you this morning to give us what we need, Lord, to help families. Father, we ask that we who are blessed with families and we who are blessed to provide for our families, you place us in our heart to seek families that need blessing, to seek families that are less fortunate than us, and that we will stretch forth our hands, stretch forth our time, stretch forth our finance to help family in need, Lord. Father, right here in our community, we see the need for help. We see the need for compassion. We see the need, Father, lead us not to sit in the church, but to go out and seek family, seek children, seek parents, seek mothers, seek fathers that need physical help. And then, Lord, give us the spiritual earning to share your word, to share your love, to share your blessing with families. I bring each and every family on this line, and each and every family in the ministry, each and every family in the community, Lord, I bring them before you this morning, and I plead and I ask that you have mercy. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, and it is done in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We agree. One of the things we've done this already in the planning and praying for this season is that we would reach 52 families as part of our Nehemiah project. We want to reach 52 families. So we thank God for your prayers, Sister LeMay. we bless you, and we thank you for that that sacrifice, that offering of prayer and praise to the Lord. Now, it's also no accident that our word for today, I believe yesterday we actually forgot to do that, but we're focusing on the name of the Lord, or the various names of the Lord, and we're taking one for each day. The one for today is the name Adonai. It's A-D-O-N-A-I, and it's pronounced Adonai. And it means Lord, Master. Lord, and also Master. And it occurs in the Bible about 434 times, so it's pretty used and applied. And the first usage of it occurs in Genesis 15:2, where Abraham was having a conversation with the Lord about having inheritance, having a child or children. And that's when God spoke to him in covenant language about the multiple, the numerous people of the earth to which he would be a blessing, the families that he would be a blessing to. So today's name of God, he is Lord, he is Master. It's Adonai, Lord and Master. So let us, our time is winding down, but before we go, does anyone have a prayer request? Is there something on your heart that you would like to get agreement on? Because the Lord said in his word, if two would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. And we are here to utilize that power of agreement as we approach the throne in prayer. No one? Okay. Well, I will pray. I believe that there's something in the atmosphere that God wants us to touch on this day. And I believe it has to do with us being revived. In other words, we need a divine supernatural touch from above. And I'm talking about not just us individually, but collectively, the people of God across the region, those that can hear, everyone that can hear our voice today. Father, through the wilderness you did revive and refresh your people. You went before them. And even now you're going before us, and you're leading us to some place of refreshing. We need to be revived in a new and fresh way. We cannot do that for ourselves. We depend on you. We depend on you for everything. And we want a refreshing that comes from above, that comes from your throne. Your word says that there's a river that flows right from the throne of God. We want to be refreshed in that river. We want to be immersed in that river. We want you to visit, excuse me, visit our lives, our community. And as our sister was praying, visit our families. We come to you because you're Adonai, you're Lord, you're Master. You're the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And you're still God, and you're our God. So today, with the agreement that we have, that power to agree, where you saw the people gathered at the Tower of Babel, and you said that they are one. Let's go down and see. Well, we are one today, Lord. We're one. We want not business as usual. We want a fresh outpouring, a fresh visitation upon our lives. That's what we want today. We desire that as we desire food. And we, like John Knox said many years ago, a few hundred years ago, as he thirsts for revival in Scotland, he said, "Give me Scotland or I'll die." And Father, you heard his prayer and you gave it to him. You let the rain come down and refreshed that nation. Well, we want to refresh it as well. We need it, must have it, desire it. We want the body of Christ to be stirred up in this region and across the globe in a mighty way, Lord, like only you can. Bless everyone that is under the sound of our voice with a refreshing, a renewal, a stirring. We speak over our lives, our families, our churches, our church families, our communities. We speak life, newness of life that can only come from you. So we thank you for answering prayer. And Father, thank you for putting the hunger and the thirst in us for freshness and renewal. And we thank you for the great testimonies that will come forth as we enter in, as we anticipatingly enter into this word, into this outlook, into this perspective, asking for enlarged territories, expanded tents, in Jesus' name. Help your people, and we are your people. Help us, in the name of Jesus. Bless each person that sacrificed and got up today to begin their day before the throne. Bless them with an exceptional day today. An exceptional day. A day of watching the giants fall, watching the atmosphere be stirred for your glory. We lay hold of that victory, that testimony, in Jesus' name. Everywhere we go, every encounter, we have victory. Well, I would like to give this doxology as we end up our session. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. And all the people said, amen.
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 Amen. God bless you.
Glorious day, everyone.
Thank you, Sister Christina.
Thank you.
Bless you.
You're welcome, Pastor. God bless everyone. Have a victorious day.
Thank you, God bless everyone.